Agenda item number seven, deja vu. Virginia Electric and Power Company.
Coincidentally, we were able to do both of these at the same hearing. So this is also an application that was submitted by VEPCO, 14-1019. They're requesting authorization to conduct upgrades to several existing transmission lines. This includes the installation of new support structures along lines 4674 and 262, again in the vicinity of 2701 VEPCO Street, which is situated along a canal to Deep Creek in the city of Chesapeake. This project also requires a wetlands permit. So the project site for this application is the tidal wetlands area that is on the opposite side of the cooling water discharge canal. Maybe a little difficult to see, but the project limits are shown, indicated by this outlined in black here. Increases in electrical demand within the local service area, coupled with the planned generation facility retirements in the region, necessitate either the construction of new infrastructure or improvements to existing transmission infrastructure. And Dominion has determined that improving the existing infrastructure is the least environmentally damaging and most practical alternative. So the proposed upgrades to the existing transmission lines will require the replacement of support structures associated with line 46 and line 74. And they will also be restringing some of the overhead conductor wire as part of this project. That portion of the application was not jurisdictional for us. The installation of the new steel pole support structures associated with the transmission line upgrades for lines 46 and 74 will result in 84 square feet of vegetated wetland impact. And as part of this project, Dominion is also proposing to add a circuit to a portion of line 262. Line 262 is immediately adjacent to line 46 within the project limits. This portion of the project requires the installation of a new monopole structure, and it features a multi-H-pile foundation. And you can see that this is a 22-foot by 22-foot wide base, essentially. So it'll result in, this portion of the project will result in impacts to 484 square feet of vegetated wetlands. And during construction, Dominion will be using timber mats to avoid permanent impacts to the wetland resources in order to access the construction site. So the proposed upgrades will permanently impact a total of 568 square feet of jurisdictional vegetated wetlands. To compensate for these impacts, Dominion has already purchased the equivalent amount of tidal wetland credits from Libertyville Mitigation Bank in Chesapeake. The proof of purchase of these wetland credits was included as part of your package today. We held a public hearing for this project on September 11th here in our main office, and we didn't receive any concerns as a result of the public hearing or as a result of the public interest review. Due to the necessity of the transmission line upgrades, staff believes the project is warranted and reasonable. Furthermore, compensation for impacts 568 square feet of vegetated wetlands has been achieved through the purchase of credits from Libertyville Mitigation Bank in Chesapeake. Accordingly, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed.
Thank you, Justine. Any questions from the commission? Seeing none, is the applicant present or represented? Anything to add, Jennifer? Okay. Does anyone else in the audience wish to be heard either in favor or against this project that's proposed? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
Move we accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Beck to accept staff recommendation. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion from the board? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.